Many types of programs that used to be staples of television programming have disappeared. Occasionally, a genre that's gone out of fashion returns. Our television critic David Bianculli has a review of a new cable program that may help revive the variety show.
Once upon a time, TV was nothing but Westerns. Now there isn't a Western series to be found. The networks produced so many so fast they glutted the market until viewers got sick of them. So the Western will be dead until one brave network revives it by coming up with a good one. 10 years ago, cop shows were everywhere. Then they disappeared, and now they're back. The sitcom was pronounced dead until NBC presented The Cosby Show. Now there are more warm sitcoms in the 80s than there were blazing Westerns in the 50s. The anthology show was dead until Steven Spielberg agreed to do Amazing Stories for NBC. Then suddenly the anthology show was alive again, with George Burns' Comedy Week and new episodes of The Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock Presents. 2 short years later and the anthology show is dead again. Long live the anthology show. But nothing has died so quickly and been so dormant as the variety show. In the 50s, with Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows, the variety show was king. In the 60s and 70s, The Carol Burnett Show was queen, and remains the last truly successful series of its kind. The variety show was murdered, though, by a supply that far outweighed the demand. The popularity of Sonny and Cher's variety show in the 60s convinced the networks that anyone with a hit single could handle a series, and the genre was doomed. Cher survived it, the variety show, and Sonny didn't. This season, ABC will try again with The Dolly Show, giving Dolly Parton a shot at doing for variety what Bill Cosby did for the sitcom. Meanwhile, one of the best variety shows since Great American Dream Machine premieres this week, poking its head out timidly to check out the territory. The program is called Showtime Coast to Coast, and it premieres Saturday night on the Showtime cable network. That's why Showtime's in the title. Coast to Coast is in the title because producer Ken Ehrlich's concept of the show is to go where the talent is, popping up at live concerts and festivals all over the country, sneaking into recording studios, and hanging out at nightclubs. It's not quite variety of the Ed Sullivan variety. I mean, there are no talking hands or spinning plates. But there's a mixture of familiar talent, new faces, and fresh approaches that's really appealing. The premiere of Showtime Coast to Coast goes into the recording studio with Manhattan Transfer. It attends the 1987 Jazz and Heritage Festival in New Orleans, checks out a couple of comedians, and mounts a special musical super session in which Joni Mitchell, Bobby McFerrin, David Sanborn, and Wayne Shorter improvise beautifully. But the thrill of the first show for me was being introduced to K.D. Lang, who's billed as a new wave country singer from Canada, and whose voice is jazzy, bluesy, and magnificent. She opens the show and sings 3 songs, one rock, one rockabilly, one blues. I'll shut up for a while so you can hear her let loose on Write Me in Care of the Blues. If Coast to Coast continues to showcase talent like that, it deserves a long run and a loyal following. Not everything in the show was to my liking, but I guess that's why they call it variety. Now if someone could just get to work on the Western.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post. He reviewed the new cable variety show, Showtime Coast to Coast.